Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 15 degrees.
Where are you?
I have a little ways to go. I will probably be in the 905 crowd.
Oh, you.
No excuse. It's just who I am as a person.
Debating getting an espresso from Starbucks, but I don't know. Don't want to be stuck with it.
Oh, you should get one. Oh, wait, I don't understand. Why would you be stuck with it?
Going through the drive-thru now. Too much technology, man.
There is an over-application of technology in our culture and society. Way too much because we can. Not, do we really need this?
Yep, I'm trying to hear the barista. And my GPS is yapping at me about do this, do that. this radio is yapping and, like, fumbling to try to find my app to pay. I'm thinking all this tomfoolery is technology related.
I was listening, I was hearing something recently where somebody was saying that their son had bought a new refrigerator and it had the display in the door, you know, that I think you could you know, kind of keep inventory and you could tag, you know, we need milk or something like that, and it might, I don't want to say it'll automatically order milk for you, but that's the direction things were going. But anyway, that it came that LG or whoever it was that was making the fridge was going to charge a subscription service so you did not see ads on the screen in your fridge in your kitchen.
That's a little intrusive, if you ask me. I think that's where the line's drawn. I already get a little angry when I'm sitting at the gas pumps and they're trying to get my attention at the gas pumps for stuff that I have no interest in at all.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And I don't know, you know, what the, I don't remember the exact details of what it was that I heard, but it was something to the effect of, you know, if you want an ad-free experience for your television, for your refrigerator screen in your kitchen, and you have to pay some sort of a fee to do that. Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just like, well, you have to up with the fact that it's going to be a fee. I don't know. I agree. It seems very intrusive and invasive.
Well, I mean, people will buy in because they'll say, oh, well, that's why we can sell it to you for $1.298, because it comes with ads. You know, you can have it without, but it's going to cost, you know, $5. You know, and it's like, so people say, oh, well, you know, I understand. I don't know. I just feel that I don't like this. I guess I don't like having the option. Just sell it without, you know, and tell us what the cost is. And, I don't know. But I get it. I know what they're doing. With the advertisements, they can offer you a discount.
Well, I haven't thought about that. I haven't thought about the plan of if you buy the refrigerator and it's got the screen in it and you have the option of getting ads or not getting ads, you know, are you, for the ad-free experience, are you paying for that in the price of the refrigerator? Is the refrigerator price discounted because they know that they'll get, you know, so much ad revenue from people who don't opt into the ad-free experience? I haven't even thought about that part. You know, too much technology.
That's definitely what it is. You know, a lot of times, you know, you just look at your streaming services. I know you're not a big streamer, but you know, you can get Netflix or you can get Netflix without ads, and you know, and it's more, it costs more money to get it without ads. You can, but you can get YouTube is free or you can pay without ads. You know, so it's like this ad-based revenue is definitely something they're working into the cost of things these days. So, you know, you either get ads or you pay some way or the other. I think the fact that, you know, I guess you just have to understand it, but I'd rather have it comes without, and then you can opt to have ads for a refund. Let's see how that works. I think we doubled. You were humming and I'm so confused, and we doubled there.
You know, I just said that would require pondering. I don't know what to think about that. Anyway, just driving past the old repeater site. It's no longer there. I'll laugh.
Yeah, Philip and I will have to get together when he gets back from California. We'll have to decide whether we're going to move forward with the water site, or he's got some hopes for a West Bloomfield site not far from where he is now. And then, of course, there's the site near you that I haven't gotten any movement on. So, we're for sure we got a site. But, you know, the other two are better than Waterford for a couple of reasons. And so Waterford would be great as well. I don't know, but we probably got to get off our hands and do something.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy.
You know the problem with me doing 4 shots of espresso this early in the morning?
You're going to need to take a nap in about 4 hours?
No, but I'm going to need the bathroom pretty urgently, probably before we leave this place. And I don't particularly enjoy traveling Wilburys.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, you're getting a little snap, crackle, poppy, but no problem. Looks like part of the roof here is blowing off. Huh. Must have been that windstorm a few weeks ago.
Oh, I did not know. Oh, I switched over to the Warren repeater. Okay, I'll be there in just a few minutes. Just coming up to Maple here.
Okay, you sound groovy. And I've got Mr. Murph just pulled up alongside of me in his Outer Banks. This is a new car.
Oh, very good. All right, well, I will see you guys there soon. KATB.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 25 degrees.
WAFU.
Okay,
WAFU, KD8OFV.
There was a double there, and I caught Don, E, and WD8, and I didn't catch it. Go ahead, not Don.
This is KD8OSD in Marysville. Name is Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. How are you on this crisp January morning? And then pass it over to Don.
Well, I haven't been outside yet, so I'm not sure how crisp it is, but I will take your word for it. Your repeater keying up, that's a friend of mine trying to get his radio working right, so I just want to let you know that's where them key ups were coming from.
Well, good morning, Charlie. Yeah, it is crisp out here. We just got in the car, so I don't know if we heard any key ups yet, but noted. Name is Don, K-A-B-D.
Yep. Well, good morning, Charlie. As Don just said there, we just jumped in the cars and started on the road, so I do not know of what you speak, but hopefully you get it all worked out. Name here is Sean, and the call is W8FU.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Yeah, you and I spoke once or twice. I said I'm up in Marysville, and I did forget to pass it over to Don. I apologize. He's got a ICOM ID 51A. And it looks like he's got the repeater programmed in properly with the offsets and the tone, but he's just not getting any audio out of his radio. So, and like I said, just a few minutes, I mean, before you all jumped in there, you know, he was keying it up. We couldn't get it to get any audio out of him. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't know if you were listening, so when you keyed up, it kind of went, Better let them know that was us. Over to you, Don.
Well, that's helpful. Yeah, I know every once in a while we'll hear something like that, and somebody doing that. And, you know, you never know if it's somebody trying to troubleshoot, or if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, or somebody doesn't have a license and they're just, you know, having fun. But I hope he gets it worked out. That's nice. Radio, so I'm sure it's just a setting or something. I'm familiar with it myself, though. Sean?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I've got an ID 51A. When I get home, I can check it out and see if there's anything unusual, but I don't recall a lot about programming it. Although, I think the setting of the... Well, he's keying it up, so we know he's got the tone
right.
So if there's no audio, that leads me to think that, boy, I tell you, there's some mic gain, but I don't think there's a zero. I think there's a, like, you know, a low, medium, high kind of a thing. I don't know if there's an off. That would serve little purpose. Have you tried Simplex? Have you tried just talking to each other on a Simplex channel just to verify that things got audio in the first place?
Honestly, I don't think I'd hear him because I did switch over to the input, and I had not even a signal on him here, so Simplex isn't going to work. I would think it would, but he's on a short stick and not quite sure where. He's got it next to a 10-meter antenna vertical, not too far away, he said, so that might be having a little issue with it, but... you know, it could be a lot of things. I mean, I know he's into the repeater, so he should at least get some audio out of it. I'm not sure where his setting is for that. Go ahead there, Don. KD8OSD.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like I said, I'm not really... not real familiar with that radio. I think Sean's right to make sense that there might be a low or a high setting or something on the audio, but it doesn't seem like a zero setting or off would make any sense at all. And then I was thinking, too, if his signal is not real strong, you know, he may not be breaking the squelch threshold on the audio side of things, but it might be where he's, you know, with the signal is being detected by the receiver, but not enough to get through, and so, you know, the digital algorithm or whatever is just not letting the audio sound. This is all static and distortion, so I'm not letting anything through, so it sounds like a signal's there, but maybe it's not. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm not using the right words to describe what I'm thinking.
Yeah, these Quantar repeaters, they do tend to, they'll respond to the PL, but you don't have enough signal to get the audio through under just the right conditions. So it could be that. Which repeater is he trying to access, and where roughly is he at with that radio? That might help. I know these repeaters pretty good.
He's coming into the Richmond machine. He lives close by. That's another thing. I know he's close by to it. He should be able to hit it without a problem. I'm not exactly sure where he lives, but I know it's a Richmond area. Let me ask you this. If his radio was in digital mode, would that do anything, or wouldn't we still hear something?
I doubled there just for a minute. I said, I'll let you guys chat. I'm a little out of my element. KABD.
All right, we doubled, so I'll just repeat. Yeah, if it were in digital mode, it wouldn't be keying up the repeater, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to be that.
Sounds to me like he needs to adjust his audio then. Because, I mean, he's got to be, I know he's close enough to trip the machine. I mean, I'm watching him do that, and he's just not getting any audio out of it. So it's probably something really silly, you know. Maybe it's set on zero. Who knows? I'll have to have him check into that.
Now, another thing I was going to mention is, does he have a speaker mic? If he does and he's using it, take it off. If he doesn't, if he has one, he's not using it, try it. Yeah, just to kind of rule out the mic chain. You know, but that assumes he's got a speaker mic for it, which many don't.
I'm going to assume he just has the stock mic. He just got this radio not a few days ago, so, and he's a new ham, so he's still trying to figure this out, but it seems like he's got it programmed properly. All right, well, I appreciate your help, Sean and Don. Let me work with him a little bit and see if we can't figure this out, but again, I just wanted to let you know, if you were listening, that was where the key-ups were coming from, and around here, you never know. I know your other band of machines, Sean, gets tore up a lot every morning, so that's why I try and stay away from that one a little bit. Appreciate the help. KD8OSD. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. No problem at all. We're just bopping along here, so free to use. As long as somebody comes in every now and again and explains, nobody gets bent out of joint over that. All right, man. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you a little down the page. When I get home, I'll look at my 51 and see if there's anything that it alerts me or anything, or kind of makes me go, I wonder if they checked this. So we'll reach out then. I'm 20 minutes out, probably 10, 15 minutes once I get home. But within the hour, I'll get back out here if I see anything obvious. W8FU. Don?
All right. Well, very good meeting, KD8OSD. The name just escaped me. I think I've heard you in the air. I listen more than I get out here, but like Sean said, just heading back home from the radio breakfast, so I'll get on the air at the same time. And yes, it is crisp out here. It is 27 degrees according to General Motors. It's January. We're not allowed to complain. We live where we live.
Yes, we do. I always look for a stupid way to say thermometer. I like that, according to General Motors. I never said that one. I usually say something stupid like thermobob or thermal meter. I usually say something stupid like that. But according to GM, that works.
Yeah, well, you know. It used to be Ford, but I don't drive that car anymore. So, I'm actually switched over to Phil's repeater because I'm getting back into near his near the repeater. And boy, it's really strong when you're a few miles from it. After that, obviously, it diminishes. So I know it's just not real high, but here in the hills, it's crystal clear and. Kind of the area where the 2.6 gets a little fuzzy, I think, due to terrain.
Yeah, we got to get that one solidified. My absolute first choice would be to have some things work out just east of you there. That would be my, you know, everyone's first choice for many, many reasons, but there's a lot of tightrope and dealies to do for that. So, we'll see what's coming. We'll see. We'll get something cooking here on it fairly soon. Hopefully before spring's upon us, we'll have that thing up and running somewhere. Decent. Even the Sure Thing up there, you know, by Steve. It should be really nice. It should offer a real nice footprint, you know. But that area there is strangely depressed topographically. I looked at that. We're trying to find a way to microwave. That's the biggest drawback to it is how do we get the microwave network into it so that we can have the, you know, full connection that way. And it gets nothing. I mean, there's just it's like a bowl. And so we can't get the microwave in and out of it.
Yeah, and that makes sense, because that's where all the lakes are, you know, so that's it's going to be low. But I can see how that would be frustrating. There's a, I'm looking at a water tower here that I don't know that I've ever even paid attention to. It's right at Orchard Lake Road in Middle Belt. Practically in his backyard, so that must be Sylvan Lake City property or something like that. There's this big water tower covered in antennas and stuff. I don't know that I've ever really noticed that. I've been driving past it for 25 years. Where's my brain? That'd be a great spot for me.
Downtown Berkeley at Bacon Street. I always like that one. Bacon. Anyhow, yeah, I think I know the tower you speak of, and yes, that would be good for a lot. I don't know how good that site is or that height or anything like that. Phil also saw one down the street from you, north down the street, and I guess it was an old medical thingy bop that's getting converted to something else, I don't know. Anyhow, wondering about that. Looks abandoned though, so that'd be a problem in and of itself. There's a Slow's Barbecue in Berkeley? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they just opened. I know the lady in my office actually does commercial real estate as well as residential, but I think that she either owns the building or she may have brokered, I think her husband does business brokering. And I think they were part of that. But yep, just opened up. I think they, I don't know if they did a soft opening or a, like a grand opening, but it's going. It's supposed to be good. I was only at the one in Corktown once. And there was, well, and then there was, they had one here in Pontiac before COVID. It came in and it did not survive COVID, unfortunately. It went right back out. So that was nice and convenient here. But anyway, well, I'm turning into the neighborhood, so I will catch you on the air later. It sounds like you'll be home pretty soon. WAFU-K8BB.
All righty, Don. Good breakfast. So, yep, I'm at 12 and Woodward, so I'm in familiar territory now. And not terribly far to go. The only question is, I'm not hungry now. I'm full. So do I want to stop and do some grocery shopping at Holiday since I'm so close? I love that place. Ooh, the Breakfast Club. Never seen that before, right next to the Shrine of the Little Flower. Not the IHOP. Breakfast Club. Interesting. All right, catch you later. W8FU. Well, I didn't catch the call sign, Kilo Echo 8 or Kilo 8, anyhow. And I heard a Michael in there or something. But this is W8FU. Good afternoon. Your audio is a little light, but I heard you just fine.
Kilo 8, Mike Golf Mike, W8FU. Don, yes. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I am. Are you the one that was with the 51 that was having trouble?
10-4, yeah, I'm talking to him on a different frequency, different band. We're just trying to sort it out. We were wondering why. Well, he says that he's not hearing my audio. He's over in Marysville, but I'm over here in Attica.
Well, I'm hearing you just fine. Does he have an unusual PL on his receive? Well, he's hearing me, so obviously he must have the right PL set on the PL on that. That's weird that he's not hearing you. I'm hearing you just fine. Charlie, are you still in there? You still not hearing him?
Oh, I hear him fine now, Sean. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking he lived in Richmond. I don't really know why, but no, he lives up in Attica. So now he's coming in on the Romeo machine. So maybe, you know, his audio being so light just wasn't making it in completely to the Richmond machine.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Attica. Yeah, if he's coming in great to Romeo, so he might not be able to make Richmond. So he is probably just bringing it up, but not really connected. So, well, there you go. I think you got it worked out. I'll let you guys carry on then.
You guys had a perfect double. I can hear Sean better, but I did hear you out there pretty good, Mark.
Hey, Roger. Sorry about that, Sean. I was just saying that my 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna is about 4 feet away from my my 10-meter antenna, and I said I put up this summer, and the tip of the vertical is right next to my radios on the 10-meter. And since I did that, I've been having issues with the transmitting. I need to move it. I think that will probably fix my issue, but who knows?
All right, let me make sure I got it. Yeah, so give that a try. You're in solid to Romeo, so no problems there. That's great. You know, if I could suggest anything, it'd be in your mic settings in the menu. You might want to bump that up a notch or two because you're pretty light. You know, but no problem. I hear you fine. But if you had any noise at all, I'd probably be struggling to hear you. Over to Charlie, and then he can send it over to you.
It would be my suggestion as well is to either turn. or maybe even hold it closer to your mouth. I don't know how far away you're holding it, but yeah, your audio is a bit light. Sean's in there, super robust. You're probably, judging that from a 10, you're probably at a 5.
Hey, Roger, Roger. It's KMGM. Okay, so, yeah, the radio's all new to me. I'm learning. I appreciate you guys helping out and getting back with me. We'll see what I can figure out there. Over.
All right, Mark. Yeah, that sounded a lot better there. But if you're working at it, you know, you might be able to do it with the mic setting a little easier. So, yeah, very good. Glad to hear. I'm going to have to look up. I know where Attica is, but I don't. I'm going to have to look that up on the map because Romeo is a funny beast. It covers really well in certain directions and not so well in others, and not as good as I expected overall. But I'll check that out and see. But it's a good machine. It just doesn't work as good as I had hoped it would. It's working for you, that's for sure. All right, I'll let you guys get to it now that you've figured out the bugaboos. I'm about a half a mile from my turn to the house, and I'm going to get inside. I'll listen out. W8FU. Charlie?
Okay, Sean, thanks a lot for the work you put in the system. I appreciate it, as well as everybody. Yeah, glad we got it working for you. We get that audio up just a little bit, and you'll be walking tall over there, no problem, Mark. WKD8OSD.
Very good. All right, well, I appreciate you guys. This is the first time I've transmitted on it. I've just been programming it, playing with it. I'll sort it all out, and then we'll go from there. Very good. So thank you, Sean, and Charlie. I appreciate your efforts as well. Kate, MGM, back to you guys.
Hey, man, well, I'm going to go grab myself another coffee and let my dog out. So, at least you're on. Got you talking anyway, so very good. All right, man, we'll catch you after a little bit. 73KD8OSD.
Hey, Mark, before I get to my destination, I assume that's a vanity with your initials?
10-4, that is a vanity, yeah. As soon as I got my general, then I went to that with my vanity, yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a cool call. You know, you think MGM, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, but I said, with your name Mark, it says, I'm betting it's on his initials than it is on MGM Studios, but not a bad one. K8MGM. That's not bad. All right, man. Take care. I got an ID51A2. Unfortunately, I don't play with it enough to, you know, like, just snap my fingers and say, oh, yeah, you got to do this, because I just, too many radios, and that one doesn't get pulled out of the charger. In fact, I got a Yaesu FT5A, or whatever, FT5, whatever. That same thing sits in a charging cup and never comes out. I was just talking to a guy at breakfast this morning about maybe selling that one. I look at all them handhelds I got, and I'm like, oh my God, why do I have all these? All right, have fun with it. It's a pretty pretty involved radio, and there's a lot to it. And but once I kind of like figured it out, it wasn't too bad. All right, I'm definitely turning into my sub now, so I'll make this my last listen out. W8FU.
Very good, Sean. Yeah, I'm coming to this one from my Yaesu 2980, so it's a whole new animal. Big learning curve, but I'll figure it out. Thanks for coming back to me. Appreciate it, and I will sign off as well. So this is K8MGM.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees.
Okay, 8 p.m. WAW, KPR. KPR test.
KPR test.
Hey Phil, what's up?
It's still in California. Just wondering what's going on out there. Did you guys get some breakfast?
We did. It was the regular crowd minus you. So we went to Scramblers and had a good breakfast. Anywho, we'll make sure we keep it a regular thing because we do get pretty lax on that. Where'd you go?
I'm copying now. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, copy now. I don't know if you heard me respond. We got together, the regular group minus you.
Yeah, and I responded, but I guess you didn't hear me. I don't know if someone's wondering if this node thing's working well or properly. I was just saying I was trying to listen, you know, being 3 hours off, but I haven't heard much activity on here. I wonder if this node's working properly. So, and I was just asking anything fun and interesting going on back home.
Yeah, I'd say not really. You know, everybody's just holiday stuff. And, Don just got back. They were at a thing all last week, kind of for New Year's. And I think Murph's been around. He's leaving. Like almost, I think this week. I think Pam's already down there, and he's leaving. We did the same thing. I've been off a lot, but did the family things and whatnot. And tomorrow it's back to the grind. So, you know, all in all, just everybody doing the holiday thing, and looks like tomorrow's back to the grind. You're coming back this week, right? I didn't catch what day.
Yeah, I'll be back Wednesday night, is the plan.
All righty. Yeah, I knew it was this week sometime, so, yeah, a full one for me, so, anyhow. All right, well, sounding good. It's working. I don't know what the heck was going on. I've heard you a couple of times, but I just haven't been able to get to the radio. I think I heard you on Christmas Day, and I heard you a couple other times, and I just wasn't able to get to the radio. So, but I heard you, and other people picked you up, so I assumed you knew your stuff was working.
Yeah, it took me a while to get this clear node connected, though. Took me a couple of days. The Wi-Fi by light just does not work. I had to figure out another way to do it, and found a way.
Well, if you got the clear zero, you're lucky because you can jack it in and then just go through it that way. I've got the clear node. If you got the clear zero like I've got, not so easy because there's no way to bring Ethernet into it. And the port that you would use to bring Ethernet in is utilized for the RF, you know, for the node connection, the digital connection. So, it's a real bugaboo. I try to keep a couple in mine, and then I keep a spare card on it. But the Wi-Fi by light, Now, what I found is that the Wi-Fi by light is hit and miss. Depends on the phone that you use. I think iPhones work kind of okay, not great, but Samsung Androids in particular, which I think is what you've got and I've got, don't work at all. So something about how they implement the flashing of the light or something, I don't know. Just seems like it would be so easy for him to incorporate into these things the, you know, have it act as a hotspot, connect, like with the OpenSpot, you know, connect to it, set it up, and then drop out, let it reboot with the new credentials. You know, that would be the smart move, but it's the one thing that irritates me about these clear notes. Other than that, they're great.
Yeah, well, the issue I had was I couldn't do that, and I didn't have access to their router the way they got it set up. It's like impossible to reach. So I went in, was able to get into the, you know, into the SSH and bring up the Hamvoid menu, which brought up the Wi-Fi is, you know, gives a list of the Wi-Fis and is able to connect that way. And then I realized, you know, that under the tools section of the ClearNode app, there is the same thing. You can bring up the list of Wi-Fis. Why isn't that under the Wi-Fi menu? That is my question.
Yeah, I agree. And I also haven't had, you know, with some of the other products, I think in particular the digital hotspots, like the OpenSpot, not OpenSpot, but the, what's the regular ones, PiStar, you're able to drop a file in and it can read. You can drop that in as a text file in the boot directory. And it can set it up that way. There's so many ways you could do this that make it, you know, that make it less persnickety. But that's the one. Like I said again, that's the one thing about the OpenSpot that I think he really, really needs to work on. And I just don't. I don't know. I'm not the coder, right? So you know, it might be big of me to say you know something's not a big deal. But I think based on some of the clever guys that I've seen work on some of the stuff, that writing in a little bit easier script to get your Wi-Fi up and running than that Wi-Fi by light shouldn't be something insurmountable for somebody that wrote such nice, otherwise such a really nice interface. Well, I don't know if that's you trying or something, but just I got like a half a syllable and a couple of key ups. Well, Phil, it sounds like something's going on there. Like it sounds like you're going digital or something and just catching little bits and particles and pieces. I don't know if you got Fusion over there, but I'm going to run over to Fusion real quick. I was talking to Jim before, just when you chimed in, I was talking to Jim over on Fusion, and I've been away from the conversation there for longer than expected, kind of rude. So I hope everything's good. We'll see you when you get back. Talk to you later, but like I said, something's going on there now with the signal. I'm going to bounce over to back over to Fusion.
Let's try this. It's 3DV switch. I don't know why the node is acting up. So, what room on Fusion are you guys on?
I believe we're on Zombie. Pretty sure. Whatever PBX is on by default.
Okay, I'll have to see if I can connect to that. I have the open spot with me, so I could probably do it through there.
Okay, and a lot of the gang's been on MI5 statewide one pretty regularly, so that's I've been trying to listen there. So if you can do that one, generally I'm in there listening at least. All right, I'm going to bounce over there. Catch you. W8FU.
All right, catch you later. Cade Pierre.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 27 degrees.
Data Beta from WAEAP. KE8VSI from W8EAP.
I just fired it up. I can barely hear it. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you in there. Well, it works. You're kind of in the noise, but I can hear you.
All right, well, I'm going to get on the hub on receiver phone. Go from there, so I'm not sure that I can get myself operating correctly here. Cool, at least we know it works.
KEAP, okay, John, and O, W8EAP.
How you doing, Eric? Any better? Home?
About the same. Not getting any worse, so that's all I'm concerned about. Yeah, it's going to take months and months, at least 2 to 3 months before I started, being able to get around.
Roger, okay. All right, just heard you, thought I'd check in. Off to your hidey hole. Catch you guys later. I'll be at a few.
Hiding hole. We all have our hiding holes. But no, I seem to get into the Romeo repeater good. I should. I'm like less than 2 miles from it, so I should be getting into the Romeo, no problem. So, all right, John, thanks for checking up. Yeah, it's getting better, but very slowly, very slow process. Anyhow, later, I'll be monitoring.
All right, catch you later. W8FU.
What you doing, old man? My mother-in-law's going through a bunch of stuff in the basement. You know, Melissa and her brothers and my two kids are going through things that they want.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we just had to do some paperwork. I just swing by the office and use the scanner and the copier and send some letters off to different people, and we got all that done, and now I told her I would take her to Kohl's, and I'm going to sit out in the car while I take her to Kohl's.
1,400 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
Yeah, we just ordered some roasted chicken from Chicken Delight. We're going to all snack and try to get our senses together. And there's a lot of stuff here, a lot of collectibles that aren't, you know, everybody's going through everything, what they want, either sentimental or value kind of thing. And then I got to hook up with you and drop off my 525G and see if I missed something on it. Because I got my voice at work, but I can't get inbound calls. I can only get outbound calls.
Yeah, either that or just give me your IP address and let me get into it. I can get into it. Well, what the heck? It's just a web browser, so give me permission. Use your, I forget what the port is, 5161 or something like that. Give me permission to get to that port, and I'll look at it for you. Or you can bring it to the house, either way, whatever works for you.
Yeah, I'll just drop it by the house. It's probably easier than me trying to do port forwarding on my network. Instead of fiber and some stuff, I got to still figure out. But if it works at your house, then I know I did everything right. And that means I got a problem with my internal network, and I got to reconfigure something.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do it together. That way you can have the aha moment.
Yeah, I'll figure out the, I'll figure out a day to come over there when you're not too busy.
All right. I was just told I have plans for Wednesday, so that's out. And then I think Monday I got that meeting. I'm not sure if you were in on it. I don't know. And then, so Tuesday or later in the week, either way, I imagine you're still busy with your other stuff, so we'll get to it. It's not that difficult.
Oh, I mean, I'm at the meeting tomorrow and at the library, the board meeting, or manager's meeting, whatever it is. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know what level they took it to. All right, that's fine. Chat about it tomorrow. So, very good. All right, back at sorting and shifting and all this stuff. I feel your pain, so... you need a stepbrother that can teach you how to steal thousands of things and not say anything. Let her know. Talk to you later. WAVD.
All right, dude. Enjoy cold. Enjoy your little shopping experience with the missus. And we'll talk at you soon. Take you.
Go Lions. WAVD.
WD8KLL.
Yeah,
WD8KLL. Jack, you barely made the repeater there. All I had heard was DRC.
CFA, DRC.
Hey, Jack, how you doing today, bud?
Oh, very good. How about you? I was on the radio on 10 meter. And there was a few people there, that's all this morning.
Yep, yeah, it's about the same. I was on this morning, there was one or two or three or four stations out there. That was about it. Nothing like yesterday, but, yeah, that's about it. Last Lions game starting here this afternoon at 4. Yeah, other than that, that's about it on my end. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I think I'm going to sit down and watch TV, watch this Lions game, see what's happening, and that's about it. Nothing else new at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's about all we're going to do. Just a lazy Sunday. At least it's not too bad out. We're going to get a walk in later, but it's a pretty nice day out there.
Yeah, all this week coming up in the 40s, which is good. And I think Wednesday going to be 45. But they say tomorrow, day after, a couple of inches of snow past M59. That's where I am, after M59. So it might get a hit the snow tomorrow night or something like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much on the weather, but I did hear it's supposed to warm up a little bit next week, so a little up and down, but that's what we're expect here in Michigan, over.
Yeah, being at 45 is not bad. Wednesday, maybe Thursday, 47, could be going up to 50. I don't know, but that's what I heard this morning.
Yeah, just looking Thursday, 48 rain, chance of rain 50%, so we'll see. All right, Jack, we'll chat with you later on here a little bit, and catch you later on tonight. WD8KLL will be clear after yours.
All right, great. Good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. KFADRC.
KE8VSI Mobile.
KKKGO is fast, right?
Well, I had the volume down. Who'd we get?
KCHKGO.
What's up? I just got done activating a park for POTA and heading home. What you up to?
Oh, I've been watching a Three Stooges marathon, or a Three Stooges channel with my mother-in-law. You know, going through a bunch of boxes and everything.
Oh, all right. Well, that's something you don't do every day.
She's in a nursing home on hospice, so just going through everything. My two brothers-in-law, my wife, and then, you know, my two kids were checking everything out and going through things and what they want to, yeah, just reeling in the years and going through everything.
All right, very good. Sounds like some cool family time stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a, you know, not a happy thing kind of thing, if you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah, roger that. All righty then.
Yeah, she has a lot of, you know, like, little knickknacks and collectibles that, you know, she's gathered over the years. And before we step away from everything, making sure the kids, you know, get what they'd like. Stuff like that. I mean, I got two curio cabinets over here, and boxes, and books, and basement full of stuff.
Yeah, Roger. I understand the truth myself.
On a good note, how many contacts you make to the FOTA?
24. I did 45 yesterday at a different park, but I had some battery issues today. My main battery died. I thought it had more juice in it than it did. And then the radio internal batteries died because they don't last very long no matter what. I was about to give up, and I realized I had a little 6 amp hour battery back in my hatch that I forgot about. So I was able to get a few more and get up to the number 24. So I was happy with that. Now I got everything ready to bring in the house and get charged up. KE8PSI.
Sounds like fun. On what, would you get it on 20 meters?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gotcha. Well, I got my LMR 400 about 50 feet ordered. I got the Yagi from Dakota, 80 DBS, and got my Elenco that I'm pointing upstairs in the room and poke a hole in the ceiling and peel it off and mount the Yagi up in the attic so I can get down to Mount Clemens on the 2 meter, you know, when I get on the nest on Thursday. So I'm making progress. I got my Smith and Fusion in and the work truck, so that's all programmed with the East Coast and West Coast of Michigan. So I'm getting there.
Yep, a work in progress. Yeah, I did that on my outdoor ones, just little steps at a time, acquiring parts, getting the idea in your head, putting it all together step by step. So very good. Hopefully we'll be able to make contact with you and test it with you and all that kind of fun stuff when you're ready.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. All right, let you get in the house, get some warmth going on there since you've been on the park all day. And I will chat with you later. 73 in your final. KZ, KJO.
All righty, KZ, BSI, mobile in. Got 12 minutes to home. Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
WATIJ. Metro Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening to Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KED8RHB.
N8OBU.
We are in and out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for checking in.
KD8SWR in and out.
KD8SWR, Roger, got you as well. Thanks for checking in, Jeff. I got you as in and out.
This is, I'll turn the link down here too, so give me a second. Make the announcement here, Brett, 1 second.
Error 202.
This is N8NLR, no traffic.
N8NOR, Roger, this is KDRHB. I got you on the list, and you are loud and clear my location, over.
QSL, I'm loud and clear. This is N8NOR.
Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. You are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater. You may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB. Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF linked repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available via, correction, the net is also available on Echolink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywatch. All